on Heyomid Beis, Iboyabahu. So where has the following Shaila? Mahu Livo Betchila B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to break the Besulim on Shabbos? First Bia should be on Shabbos. Dam Nifkid Pocket or Chiburin Nichbar. The first Shaila is like this. Is the Dam Besulim part of the normal circulatory system? And that's called Chibure Nichbar, or Nifkad Pocket. It's a separate, it's out of the circulatory system. It's a separate reservoir of Dam, and therefore it's not in the regular circulatory system. The Shaila is like this. There is an Isser of Chovel on Shabbos. Question is why? What Isser is making a wound? So there are basically three main shitas in what the Isser, which Malacha Chovel is. Rashi, not here, but Rashi in other places, says that Chovel is Chayim Mishum Tzoveya, dying, with a Y. That it dies, it colors the skin. The Gemara specifically, where Rashi is speaking about, is talking about making a wound in an animal or a person that has skin. There are certain animals that have skin and certain animals where they don't have skin. An animal that has skin, so then making a chabola colors the skin. Specifically, Rashi's talking about not where necessarily the blood comes out, but where you make a black and blue mark, where you wound in such a way that the blood stays beneath the skin and colors the skin. So that's the coloring. Okay, that's one kind of wound. That's one chiyuv because of tzoveya. Then there's Rabbeinu Tam here. In our Gemara, he says that the reason is because of Netilas Neshama. Chovel wounding is taking blood out of the system, and here it doesn't make a difference if you take it out completely or you wound it under the skin where it causes a blood clot, and that's what the coloring is. Either way, you're taking blood out of the circulatory system, and since Damhu HaNefesh, right, the Dam is considered life, the life force. So Niktzas Nefesh Kechol Nefesh, and if you take a little bit of the Nefesh away, that's also called Metilas Neshama. You're killing a person partially in a qualitative way. Qualitatively you're killing him. So taking a little bit of blood outside of the circulatory system is also called Netilas Neshama. So the chiyuv is because of Netilas Neshama Shochet. It's one of the Avos Malacho, Shochet, killing an animal. So killing anything, taking a little bit of its life force away is also part of that. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam learns that it is because of Mefarik. Mefarik is a told of Dosh. Dosh is threshing, where you take the food outside of the husk and you remove the food from the husk. So mefarik is where you take something from within an outer covering, and that's called mefarik. So first of all, the Gemara said, what the problems are. So here you're taking the dam out of the system, like taking the grain out of the husk. So that's a told of mefarik. Those are the three major shitas of what Chabura Chabola is. So the Gemara says like this over here. Let's see how each of the shitas would work out, right? Can you make a wound on Shabbos and take the Dam Besulim right out of the system? So the Gemara says the first thing it depends on is where is this Dam? Is the Dam part of the regular circulatory system? So you're making a regular wound, or it's not part of the regular circulatory system, and therefore you wouldn't be chayev mishum chabola. So let's see how that works out with these three different shitas. Let's start with the easier one, Tosfos. Right, if it's part of the circulatory system, so it's part of the lifeblood of the person, so then chabura is told of Netilas Neshama. But if it's a separate pool of blood, like out of the circulatory system, then that blood is not connected to the life of the person. So taking out that blood is not taking away life. So that kind of chabura would not be chayiv, because it's not netilas neshama. It's not part of the neshama. It's similar to what the Gemara says in Shabbos, that tzod chilazon. The chilazon has two kinds of blood. One that's part of its regular circulatory system, and the other one that's in a sac of the where you get the coloring from. That blood that's in the sac is not part of its circulatory system. So there also, the Gemara seems to say over there, that taking out that kind of blood would not be netilas neshama, right? But killing the chilazon is netilas neshama. But the blood that's in the sac is not part of its circulatory system. That's not what's called netilas neshama. So that fits very nicely with our Gemara. Let's see the other two. If the chiyuv is because of the mefarik, that you're taking something out of the husk, so also you can understand that, first of all, what's problematic with the Rambam is that the Gemara says that ein dosh ela begdulei karka, that disha is one of the malachas that only applies to things that grow from the ground. So if that's the case, how can you have a tolda of disha, mefarik, that applies to human beings that don't grow from the ground? So some learn that people are considered like they grow from the ground because they are considered adam hukish lekarkos. Person is compared to karka, is a din of karka. Others say that you only need dosh to be begdulei karka, the av malacha. But the tolda can be even in things that are not gedulei karka. But that's the problem with the Rambam Shita, that ain disha ela begdulei karka, and you have to somehow consider a human being gedulei karka, or that in the toldas of disha you don't need gedulei karka. Both of them are problematic. But that's the problem with the Rambam Shita and how it fits into our Gemara. You could say that the farik is only where the thing that you're taking out of the outer husk is is connected to that outer husk but not separated from it already. But if the dam besulin is not in the body and you take it out of the body like taking out of the husk, but it's already separated as a mifkad pocket, it's already a separate entity to itself, then there's no mefarik. The only problem with that is that the main thing of mefarik and dosh is sochet. Taking juices out of fruits is also part of this malach. And the Gemara says b'feirish that that certain juices are only mifkad pocket. They're what's it called? They're not mamish in the meat of the fruit, but they're like separated. Like olives and grapes, the liquid, and that's the main shechita, is by those things. So they're not part of the it's more considered to like the blood that's not part of the circulatory system. And here we're saying you wouldn't be chayiv from mishum mefarik, and there you're dafka chayiv mishum mefarik. So you have to differentiate between how separated the blood is by dam besulim and how separated it is by grapes and olives. You have to differentiate with that. That's a problem with the Rambam Shita, that it doesn't seem to make a difference whether it's mifkad pocket or mivla blue, right? If it's what's it called chibur nichbar, well there would be blue mivla. It's absorbed into the meat of the fruit, or it's considered separate. Here you have to say that the separateness of the blood of besulim is so much more that it's not considered mefarik, because it's already separated. That's the Rambam Shita, and that's how it would fit into the Gemara. The most difficult is Rashi. If it's because of tzoveya, because of dyeing with a Y, coloring, so what in the world difference where the blood comes from makes what's it called, the color makes a color. Beyond that, when in the world do you need to color the woman's skin of Zdam Basulim? Some say no, you want to see she's a Basula. You want to see the evidence, so you need the dyeing, you need the coloring. So that's the Malacha. So what they say is like this, that Stam, making something colored, right, is not called dyeing. Dyeing is where you do it with a malacha, with an umnas. So if the dam is just mithkad pocket, it's just what's it called, contained, like separate, so it's just that it comes out and makes the woman's flesh red, that's not a malacha. That's not dirtying. It's not getting her dirty. But if it's what's it called, nechibure nechbar, it's really a wound, and you have to do a serious malacha to get that dam out, and you want the place to be colored because you want to see that she was a basula, then it becomes a malacha. That's what they have to say in Rashi. So those are the three major shitas over here, what's going on, right? Which malacha are we talking about? By Chabala, either Netilas Neshama, dying with an I, or Soveya, dying with a Y, or Mefarik, Disha, separating an inner something from an outer husk.
Okay.
And we explained what the problems with each of the shitas is, and the one that's most easy to understand is Netilas Neshama, so we'll basically use that one as the example as we go on.
Okay,
so now the Gemara says like this. So are you allowed to have that first bia and cause that wound? So the first shaila is this dam a wound, or is it just releasing a blood from a separate sac that's not what's it called, not considered a wound because it's not in the circulatory system, it's not Netilas Neshama. The imtim tzilomer dam mifkid pakid, and even if you what's it called say that dam is mifkid pakid, so you're not going to be chaya because of chabala. The wound is not going to be the problem because not a wound. Wounding is only if you take blood out of the circulatory system, and this blood is not being taken out of the circulatory system. Ledam hu tzorech v'shari, then if your main intention over here is the dam, then you're not going to be chayiv because the dam doesn't involve a malacha because the dam is out of the circulatory system. Or maybe not. Your intention here is to open up the opening and keep it opened so you won't have problems with the next bia, and therefore it's maybe a tolda bona. Right? People, human beings also are considered what's it called, something you can build on. Right, especially according to Rabbi Lezer, that even making braids is considered binyan. By even as Satzela says that the Rabban Shem built chava, so building can apply to human beings too, right? Especially if human beings are compared to karka, so it's like building on karka. So here you're making a opening, so it could be that it's not mamish building, but it's makiv patish. You're finishing off a something that. An opening that you want to remain opened, and making a Pesach is Makabah Patish. Okay, so maybe what's it called, either Binyan or it's Makabah Patish, more probably Makabah Patish. So here is your intention, just the Dam, and the Dam wouldn't involve a Malacha if it's Mifkid Pocket, but if it's Chibur Nichbur it would. Right, so we're starting off, if the wound is considered a wound, then you're Chayah because of the wound. If it's not a wound, there still could be a chiyuv because of makiv patish, of making the Pesach, if that's what your intention is. The imtim tzalom ledam hutzorech, even going back, that you want the blood, not the opening. You're not concerned about the opening, you're concerned about the blood. Right? Pesach memela kasi, and the Pesach comes automatically by itself, but you are not intending for that. When you're boel, Your mind is on the blood, but not so much on the making the Pesach, right? Halacha k'rib Shimon, the Omar dover shein miskaven mutter, or halacha k'rib Yehuda, the Omar dover shein miskaven osur. Then it depends on another shaila, right? The dam would not make you chayav because we're going on the tzad. The dam is mifkad pocket, not chibure nichbar. So you're not making a wound. Your intention is on the dam, but the Pesach comes automatically. That's called dover shein miskaven. I'm chaven for one thing. I don't have kavana for the iser, right? It's like pulling a chair along the ground, right? Where I'm making a hole, but I don't have intention for the hole. I just have intention to pull the chair. So that's called dover sheino miskaven. I have kavana for one action, but another action comes because of that. Rav Shimon holds the davar sheinu miskaven is pater, and Rav Yehuda holds davar sheinu miskaven is chayiv. So here I have intention just to get the blood. That's not a malacha. But along with the blood comes a Pesach. That is a malacha. But I don't have intention for the Pesach. Now, the Gemara is going to ask later, Bechara is a psikration. Right? Bechara, you can't have the blood without the Pesach. So when it's a psikration, even Rav Shimon holds that Dover Shenim Eskavin with a psikration is chay. Right? Psikration means I have a chicken, and I say that I don't want to kill the chicken. Right? That's a malacha. I just want to cut off the head because I need it to play badminton with. Right? And my kids need something to play with, so we need a chicken's head. So I don't really want to kill the chicken, I just want to cut off the head. But you can't cut off the head of a chicken without killing it. It's not shy. So therefore it's a psikration. So therefore, cutting off the head is one and the same as killing the chicken. You can't differentiate between them. Either because you surely have intention to kill the chicken, because you can't cut off a chicken's head without killing it, so you know that you're killing it. Or the action of cutting off the head and the action of killing the chicken are one and the same. Whatever the reason is, psikresha is chayiv. So here it's a psikresha. So the Gemara is going to say later on, it's not a psikresha. It's possible to break the basulim and not make a pesach. Or it's possible even not to get dam, to be boiled in such a way that you don't break the basulim at all and you still could have a maisabia. So it's possible that it won't happen. Then it's a regular einam miskaven. Right? It's not a psikresha. It doesn't have to happen. Okay. So the Gemara says, what's it called? So then it depends on the following. Right? If we'll on the tzad that the dam is not a problem. Okay, if the dam's a problem, we're ending with that. Then it's also to make a bia because of the dam. If the dam's not a problem, so then the shaila is, the maisa, are you mechavin also for the Pesach or not? If you're mechavin for the Pesach, then that's a problem and it's also. If you're not mechavin for the Pesach, but the Pesach comes without your kavana, then it's totally in a different shaila, whether einu miskaven is also or mutter. Right? If the halacha is like, what's it called? If, like Rabbi Yehuda, it's also, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. Im timtzalomar, what's it called? Dovish miskaven also. Im timtzalomar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and even if you'll say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the dover sheino miskaven is aser, so that would mean over here lechora that it's aser to have bia, because even though what's it called, the dam is not a problem, and the pesach is a problem, but the pesach is a dover sheino miskaven, so it's only a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's another possibility why it should be mutter, right? Mekalkel hu leitz la pesach or mesaken hu leitz la pesach. Lamaisa, this first bia, right, is mekalkel or mesaken. You're making a pesach, but you're mekalkel the woman, because a basula is worth more than a woman's not a basula. So by making this pesach, it's a kilkel, right? It's a negative thing. It's a destructive action, or maybe not. Maybe it's not considered destructive. Maybe it's considered lamaisa. Women are omeid to get married and to have bia, and now it's a positive, constructive thing that the next bias will be able to be easier. So is this Pesach a kilkel? Because in the overall woman, it's destructive. Or no, adarava, it's a positive thing. If it's mekalkel, what the Gemara says, so that's the shaila. That's the shaila. Right? Shaila is, one level, is this chabura or not chabura? If it is chabura, there's nothing to talk about, it's awesome. If it's not a chabura, right, then there's still another aspect, the Pesach. Do you have intention for the Pesach or not? If you do, there's nothing to talk about, it's awesome. If you don't have kavanah for the Pesach, it depends on davar sheino miskaven, davar sheino miskaven, mutter or awesome. You don't have kavanah, but it happens. According to Rav Shimon, it's mutter to do, because it doesn't have to happen, and your kavanah is not for that. Like dragging the chair, right? Your intention is not to make a hole, even though it could make a hole. It doesn't have to, but it could. It's not usher, even if it will make a hole. Same thing over here, right? Your intention is for the blood. You're not interested in the Pesach, and we said it's possible that the Pesach won't occur. It's possible it will. You're allowed to do it, because your kavanah is not for that, and it doesn't have to happen. Or if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then that doesn't hold water. Then it's also to do. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that normally Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Osir, that that's only where it's Misakin, where it's constructive. Where it's destructive, then Rabbi Yehuda also holds it as Mutter. So over here, is it constructive or destructive? There's a way of looking at this Pesach as destructive because you're hurting the woman, you're making her worth less, right? You're decreasing her status. Or no, Lamaisa, in the future, she's omei to be living with her husband, and now it's easier to live with her husband. This is a constructive action, not a destructive action. That's the first way the Gemara builds the shayla. Ikadiamre, there's another way of looking at the shayla. Imtim tzalomer damichul veimachbar. Let's go on the other side. We said before that if the dam is a wound, then it's for sure us is not to talk about. No, it's not true. Let's say that this dam is a wound. It's not mifkid pocket. It's not a separate thing. It's coming from the circulatory system. So it's a wound. It's in tilas neshama. Right? The dam hu tzarech v'asr. Al dilma lahanos atzma hu tzarech v'shari. Right? Like we said before, it's ain't a miskaven. I'm not having bia to have dam. I'm having bia for the reason people have bia. Right? Whatever the reasons are, right, their own personal enjoyment, or to have children, whatever it may be, right, my tavan over here is not, let's get some dam, right, it's not the reason people live, have relations. So, that's a shayla. My tavan over here, I'm looking for dam, right, I'm going for blood because I want to know if this woman's a basula, and my mind is on the blood, or no, my mind's not on the blood, my mind's on the bia. The blood is just incidental. So then it's Eino Miskaven, same Shaila. It depends on Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Could be that it's a wound, but I'm not interested in that wound. I'm interested just in the Maisa Bia. It's like pulling the chair. And it doesn't have to happen, like we said. There's a way of having Bia with a Besula that there won't be any blood. So it's not a secretion. Vimtim Tzalomer Lahanos Atzma Hutzorich, even on the Tzad that you're doing it for your own pleasure. And you're not interested in the blood. The blood is only a side result, and then it depends on Dover Sheinu Miskaven, the Dama Melakasi, then Halacha Reb Yehuda, Halacha Reb Shimon. Then it depends on Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, if Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter or not. The Imtim Tzilomar Halacha Reb Yehuda, and even on the Tzad, that the Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, that Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Osir. So even though I'm not concerned about the blood, I'm more concerned about my own enjoyment. But the blood comes as a side thing. Still, it would be Osir. There's another consideration. Mekalkul b'chabura or mesakin b'chabura. Right? Is this chabura a destructive act or a constructive act? Well, back to what we said before. If it's destructive, then what's it called? Then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. If it's constructive, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be okay. The imtim tzalomer mekalkul b'chabura. The Makalkal Halacha Reb Yehuda, oh, Halacha Reb Shimon. Right, now is another thing. It could be that even though all Makalkalim are Potter, but there's an exception by Chabura because normally wounds are destructive, and still you're chayim for a wound. Normally, killing an animal is destructive. So even though you're going to eat the flesh, but in the animal itself, killing an animal is destructive. So it could be that all Makalkal by chabura is chayiv, because the nature of netilas neshama is a kilkul, and still you're chayiv. It's the exception to the rule. The kalkul could be chayiv by chabura, could be not. That's a machlokis also. So that also has to go into the shayla. So the Gemara presents the shayla two ways. One is that if on the side that it's a wound, there's nothing to talk about. It's awesome. On the side that it's not a wound, then we have a shayla about the Pesach. Dover Sheinu Miskaven, Eino Miskaven, Halacha is Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter, Osir. Then the Gemara takes it the other way. Let's assume that it is a wound, right? But are you intending for the wound? Are you intending for what's it called? Your own Hanah, right? And the Pesach is out of the question, right? So the on the side that it's a wound, maybe also you're Nachayev, because you don't intend for that wound. And if you don't intend, then it's Dover Sheinu Miskaven. Then the halach is like Rav Shimon or Rav Yehuda. And even like Rav Yehuda, maybe the wound is a kilkul. And then it'll be mutter. But there's a sad to say that even a kilkul by a wound would be awesome. Because the nature of the malach of chabura, of netilas neshama, which is always a kilkel, right? We should get to that a little later. Mekalkel bechabura and mekalkel behavara, the same thing. Burning is usually a destructive act. So the Torah said yuchaya for burning. Okay, see Rashi. Yivo b'tchila lo shmir lehu hakmas nisaleh. We had a brisa before that said that you're not allowed to have bia on what's it called on Leil Shabbos, right, or Motzei Shabbos. And the Gemara said, I understand Leil Shabbos because it's a malacha. So it seems like that brisa holds that it is awesome. So this they didn't know that brisa. They asked the shaila and weren't aware of the brisas. Not everybody, not all the Amoraim knew all the brisas. Well, they knew that brisa, and they didn't want to know if it's lahalacha or not, because it really depends on a lot of factors. Mifkid pocket kemo pikadom. It's like something that you give somebody to watch, right? It's separate from the person. Konus va'ome. It's separated already, like in its own separate reservoir. It's not part of the regular circulatory system and part of the womb. That making that, releasing that blood is considered a wound. The blood is contained in like a sack, and when you break the skin, the blood automatically comes out. It's not coming out of capillaries and whatever. It's a separate kind of blood, containment of blood. Or no, it's a regular wound. Is it a regular wound or a different kind of wound that's not, doesn't take blood out of the circulatory system? So if it's mifkid pocket, then it's not a wound because it's not Natilus Neshama, the easiest way to learn, right? Kavana samotzi l'mai. Then we have to know what your kavana is. Is your kavana for the blood? Then it'll be okay, because the blood is not a wound. Or v'dam hutzarech miskaven lotzio v'shori do mifkid pocket. It's not a wound, and your mind is on the blood. That's okay. Or dim l'pesav miskaven v'hari kabinyan v'osav. And or no, your intention is to make this opening, and then it's like binyan, or like others say makab patish. And even if you say your mind is on the blood and not on the Pesach, but the Pesach is coming anyway as a side result of the dam, so that's called davar sheinu miskaven, and that depends on a machlokas of Yehuda Reb Shimon. Halachik Reb Yehuda bedavar sheinu miskaven ba'asher ok Reb Shimon umutter. The Intoma Rashi says psik reisha v'lo yomosu. Nice of psik reisha. Everybody holds that davar sheinu miskaven when it's a psik reisha is asur, right? Ha parchinu lo v'kamon. The Gemara is going to ask that. Have patience, says Rashi. The Gemara is going to ask that question. U'mashaninim, and the Gemara is going to answer. Yesh shebekiyim ba'atoya ve'ein dam yotzei ve'atein pesach niftach hilkach la psik reisha v'lo yomosu. Possible to have that first bia with a basula, and there shouldn't be any blood, and there shouldn't be a Pesach made. That you can somehow maneuver the bia in such a way that you don't break the dam basulin, and you don't make a Pesach, and you don't take out dam. When we get to that, we'll discuss what that means, why that's not called a psikration. In Tom Tzolomer, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, Akati Ikamili Boy, still there's a Shaila. The Kaimalon, Ki Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mesakin. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that davar sheinu miskaven is asur if the resultant malacha that you're not mechaven for is a constructive malacha? Avam makalka ain't a malacha. But if the resultant thing is a destructive thing, then even Rabbi Yehuda holds in achay. The yeshli shel al pesach zeh, that's therefore we can investigate whether this pesach im tikkun hu etzla, is this a tikkun, because it makes the coming be is easier, so it's a constructive thing. Oh, kilkul ha'asur. No, basically it's a destructive action in the woman because you're making her a non-basula. Sha'basula chashuva min ha'ba'ula. A basula is more important than a ba'ula. She gets bigger ksuba, whatever. Imtim tzolomar mekalkul hu lo garsina. We don't, the word doesn't say when, if you'll see it's going to be kalkul, then there's something else. Di'im mekalkul divrei hakol mutar. Once you get to that point and it's mekalkul, everybody holds mutar. She'en l'chom mekalkul chayiv al'chovel umavir. Alibid Rav Shimon. There's no mechalkel that's chayiv except for two malachas, chovel and mavir. And now we're going on the tzad that it's not chabala, it's pesach. It's making a pesach. The chabala we took out. It's mifkad pocket, not michbar. We're not going on the tzad that it's a chabura. We're going on the tzad that maybe it's making a pesach. That's what we're discussing. Making a pesach if it's mechalkel, there's nothing to talk about. It's potter. It's only on the other side of the Gemara where we're discussing whether it's a wound or not. Then it's possible to say that if it's a wound, even if it's mekalkel, it may be chayiv, because by wounding and by burning, mekalkel, destructive things may be chayiv. V'hochalav chobel hudah bin timtzalomer dam nifkid pocket boy lava ozel. We're going on the tzad that it's not a wound, so we can't apply to it. The halachas only apply to a wound. We're not going on that. The malach over here is pesach. And Pesach is not chayiv if it's a mekalkel. The dama mele kohavi. Now the Gemara says on the other side. Let's say it is a wound. There's still a tzad to say it's mutter, right? Because I'm not mechaven for the wound. Hush enu miskaven lo tzio, avu yotzei v'nimtzes chabura nasa shlo bekavon. I'm doing it shlo bekavon. Halachin Rabbi Yehuda v'dover shenu miskaven v'shem misaken uvasa. Right now is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, and this wound is constructive, right? And then be osur. Oh, halacha krib shimon, davar shenu miskaven, or maybe not, davar shenu miskaven is mutter. And therefore, even if the wound is constructive, it's still mutter. The imtim tzalomar halacha, and even if the halachas are krib Yehuda, kilkul hu mutter, al tikkenu v'asa. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says davar shenu miskaven is awesome, that's only where it's constructive. Maybe over here it's destructive. Right? Bafibu and kilkul hu yeshlim tzal tzad iser. But now the Gemara goes on this tzad, one step further. Even if it's destructive, it's possible that by chabura, just like by mavir, destructive things are also chayiv. So maybe that's the halacha. In bedover shem miskaven sviru and krab Yehuda, the mekalkel bechabura sviru and krab Shimon the mechayiv. Because Rab Shimon is the one who holds that mekalkel bechabura is chayiv, and Rab Yehuda holds there is potter. So we can hold both. We can hold by dover shem miskaven, it's osur like Rab Yehuda, and in mekalkel bechabura we hold like Rab Shimon. Then it could be osur. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda in this and Rabbi Shimon in this, there's nothing wrong with holding like one in one area and the other one in the other area. They're not a tarti disastri, and then it could come out that it's also. The Amrin and Kolam Mekalkulim Peturin Chutz Michovel Umavir. The Okim the Corruption Perikaore. Right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon holds that even though all destructive acts on Shabbos are potter, the exception is Chovel Umavir because their nature is destructive, and still you're chayiv on them. But that's Rabbi Shimon. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the davar she'eino miskaven is osur, and you also hold that mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, then it's going to be osur over here. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'mekalkel u'mutter, d'chi omer Rabbi Yehuda, davar she'eino miskaven osur misakin, a mekalkel u'omer. Then the shaila is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, by mekalkel b'chabura that it's mutter, and even though it's davar she'eino miskaven is osur according to him, but mekalkel is mutter, or no, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in davar she'eino miskaven. And with the halachas of Rav Shimon that mekalkel the chabur is chayiv, then you're going to end up that it's asur over here to have that bia. Those are the way the Gemara builds up the shaila, and then Mirz Hashem in the continuation we'll see what the answer is. That's the shaila.